Diego, hey, this is going to be a fight to the finish between me and you. Your dad, you can just sit back, watch, and spectate because he's so far behind right now that it doesn't even matter.
The Bears at the Packers. Dez has the Packers in this
round. Dez, this might cost you your precious overall record. I know.
This is former Chicago Bear Desmond Clark. And y'all hear me on many podcasts, but when y'all hear me on Pick'em Pros, y'all know it's all about family. This ain't just business.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know who it is. I am Derek Thompson.
And I'm Jordan Thompson.
And who are we?
We're Pick'em Pros.
We are the Pick'em Pros coming back at you in the house. Morning carpool, making our way. Father-son dynamic duo. We're also coming at you with Desmond Clark, a.k.a. Dez, 12-year NFL veteran. But hey, I got the chain, the coveted Pick'em Pros chain. I won last week. I don't know why I brought that up. But anyway, man, we are here to give you the NFL picks. We are going into week 18. Diego had the chain the last 5 weeks. You were on a heater. Yeah. But I snatched that chain off your chest like Debo. And I've got the chain for this final week. And we're battling not only for one more week, but then we also trying to see who's going to be the overall king between the three of us. What separates this show from other shows is, again, we are actually giving money to great causes. So every week, $250 goes to the cause of the winner. So, Diego, who have you been playing for this year, man?
I've been playing for the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission.
You've been playing for the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. You've raised a few thousand for them. I've been playing for various causes around North Carolina. That's where we are based out of. So, $250 last week has gone to a new scholarship established to Winston-Salem State University. And then Desmond Clark, he is playing for the United Way of Central Florida. So, man, we're all playing for great causes, and that's what separates this show. So, again, last week I won by a game, by a single game. So I picked the Steelers to beat the Seahawks, and I beat the Ravens to beat the Dolphins, and those two games put me over the edge, so that's why I've got this coveted Pick'em Pros chain. But overall, Dez is in the lead by one game. You, Diego, are in second, just one game back. So it's neck and neck between you two, but you guys are scared of me and you're trying to shut me out.
How many games back are you?
I'm about seven games out. I'm seven games out. But as we go through our picks, I still have a shot to win it. Yes, because there's 16 games this week. We agree on five. So there's 11 games out there that we disagree on. So we're calling six of those Derek's rogue picks. Some of those are some wild picks that I've made to get back in it. And then we've got five other games that are a little more reasonable. But if I hit on these, they're never going to hear the end of it. So they are praying that I do not hit on my rogue picks and chase them down like LeBron or DK Metcalf. All right, well, let's get into it. We're going to have a shorter show today. Let's get right into these picks, y'all. And we're going to get into this final week. So tell us what the five no-brainer games are, the five games that we agree on, Diego.
So the first no-brainer is the Cleveland Browns going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals.
Okay.
The Bengals are six-point favorites at home, and we all have the Browns winning on the road.
I don't understand the favorite on that one, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Second no-brainer is the Minnesota Vikings going to Detroit to play the Lions. Mm-hmm. Where they're three-point favorites, and we all have Detroit in this one.
Yep.
And the third no-brainer game is the Jacksonville Jaguars going to Tennessee to play the Titans. The Jags are 5.5-point road favorites, and we all have the Jags in that one.
Okay.
And the fourth no-brainer is the Chiefs going to LA to play the Chargers, mm-hmm. where the Chargers are 3-point favorites at home, and we all have the Chiefs in that one.
Okay.
And the last no-brainer is the Dallas Cowboys going to Washington to play the Commanders, where the Cowboys are 13-point favorites.
Ooh.
On the road. This is for the division, and we all have Dallas.
Ooh, okay, yep. We all have Dallas in that one. That'll give Dallas the number two seed and give them a home playoff game, probably a couple home playoff games if they win. So that's going to make the playoffs very exciting. All right, so those are our five no-brainer games. Let's go into my six rogue games. We're calling these the Derrick Rogue games, the games that are going to get me the chain.
Yeah, this is the last week for the Pick'em Pros. Yes, week 18. And guess who's in the lead? Me. That's who. Me. That's who. By one game on Diego and by a whole lot of games on Mr. Derrick Thompson. Dude don't even have a chance. Diego, hey, there's going to be a fight to the finish between me and you, your dad. He can just sit back, watch, and spectate because he's so far behind right now that it doesn't even matter. He's throwing Hail Marys from 80 yards deep, thinking that he can try to get it to the end zone. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So you can pick all the underdogs that you want to, Mr. Derrick Thompson. You don't have a chance in hell and for winning this week.
All right, so your first road game is the Atlanta Falcons going to New Orleans, play the Saints, and you have the Saints are 3-point favorites, and you have the Falcons.
Yeah. So it's funny. The line is changing because now – information is coming out on who's going to play, who's not going to play. So, yeah, it's actually they're actually a favorite here. So that's why I'm going to chase you guys down. All right, what's the second wild game?
Your second one is the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Bucks going to Carolina to play the Panthers. The Bucks are 4.5-point favorites on the road, and you have the 2-14 Panthers.
I've got the 2-14 Panthers, man. I mean, Kemper, he may throw another drink. Panthers are going to be fired up. They're going to be at home, and they know how much I need this, man. So just like how the Steelers last week, I said, if all else fails, the Steelers know I need that game. Steelers got it for me. Hometown Panthers are going to pull this out. All right, what's the third rogue game? So
your next rogue game is the Denver Broncos going to Vegas to play the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders are 3-point favorites at home.
Yep.
You have the Dolphins. I mean, the Broncos.
Yep, going against that. Going with the Broncos. Yep. They're going to get it, man.
All right, well, next rogue game is the Eagles going to New York to play the Giants. And Philly is 5-point favorites in the road. Yep. You have the Giants.
Yep, I've got the Giants. The Giants want nothing more than to beat the Eagles. I think the Eagles are just going to throw in a towel and say, forget it. We're going to be wild card, whatever, and rest their guys.
Yeah, they can't really win on the road. They can win on the road. Dallas really can. Mm-hmm. But next no-brainer game, I mean, next road game, mm-hmm. is the Seahawks going to Arizona to play the Cardinals.
Yep.
Where the Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites on the road, and you got the Cardinals.
Got the Cardinals. I need a hot Cardinals. Cardinals knock the Eagles off. I need them to go ahead and knock these guys off this week for me and get me the overall record.
All right, man. All right. Last road game is the L.A. Rams going to San Francisco to play the Niners,
mm-hmm.
where the Niners are 4-point favorites. Looks like they're not really going to sit many people.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the Rams in this one.
Yeah, man. Hey, again, I need another game here. And I felt like the Niners are going to sit more of their guys. They're already not playing Brock Purdy, so hopefully the Rams play their people. Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Breaking news for you. So it's like I have a shot. That's why I told you, man, I'm going to chase you guys down. All right. So those are the rogue games. So we're not even counting those as the official, like, chained island games or whatever. So, all right. So let's get into our five island games. The games are a little more reasonable as far as us disagreeing on. What are the five games? Who's first?
I'm first going to start off with my island game.
Okay.
So, yeah, my island game. I got the New York Jets going to play the Patriots, and I got the Patriots in this one at home.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I think that the Jets, I actually, that's not a bad pick at all. This could be Bill Belichick's last home game. Mm-hmm. So I think this is actually a good pick. If I were to repick this one, I would actually might pick the Patriots. So I really don't have any jabs to take at you with this one. The Patriots are a good pick since the Patriots are at home. The Jets, they don't really have anything else to play for. I think this game is going to mean more to the Patriots. So that's an interesting take on this. But hey, I'm going to have to pull for the Jets because I put the Jets on my list and I need to come and chase y'all down. But let's get Dez's take. Dez, what's your take on this one, man? Why are you picking the Jets and not the Patriots? All
right. So, Mr. Diego, you have the Patriots over the Jets. Not going to happen. This is going to be the reason why I win this week, is because the Jets are just a better team than the Patriots. I believe that the Patriots are the second worst team in the NFL. And I'm not talking about records. I'm just talking about the eye test. Man, the Patriots are the second worst team in the NFL. And because I believe that and I see that in the Patriots, give me the Jets. Give me the Jets. I got the Jets, and I take the crown because of this. The only chance that you do have, Mr. Diego, with your Diego Army, Fuego Diego, all of that good stuff. Sounds real cute, by the way. I have to lose both of these games that I'm on the island for. And since I'm the most professional pick and pro, I just don't lose like that.
All right, so that's Dez's take on that one, man. So that's your one island game as you are neck and neck with Dez to try to get the chain. All right, what are, I think Dez has two island games. Yep. What's his island game?
His first island game is the he got the Ravens at home. They're going against the Steelers.
Man, yeah. Okay. So what's all right, so let's get Dez to explain himself on this one, man. Dez, why are you taking the Ravens over the Steelers?
Plus, I'm pretty confident with my two picks. I got the Ravens over Pittsburgh. And the reason why I got the Ravens over Pittsburgh is because the Ravens learned from a couple years ago when they were the number one seed and they rested their starters and then they had a bye week. 2 weeks off, they know better. They're going to play their starters. They're going to go out and try to win this game so they can go into the playoffs and that bye week feeling really good and not develop as much rust as they did a couple years ago. They learn from it. They'll do better, and they'll win this game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's one.
All right, so that's Dez's take on the game, man. What's your take on this one?
Well, I think it's definitely more safe to pick the Steelers because they're trying to – they have to win this game. They need any shot to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have nothing to play for. They're not playing anybody, so.
I agree. Definitely not playing Lamar. Yeah. So, yeah, I think this means more to the Steelers. These are the games they win. That's why I picked the Steelers last week. When it gets to, hey, let's get Tomlin a winning record, the Steelers are basically unbeatable in these games. So, all right, what's the next island game?
This one is the Bears at the Packers. Oh, Dez has the Packers in this one on the road.
Dez, this might cost you your precious overall record. I know you wanted this overall title so bad. You try to say that you won last year, but you didn't. You only picked half the season, so you were not the champion last year. So you really want that championship this year. But – nah, dude, but let's get your take. Why are you taking the Bears on the road to beat the Packers?
My second game that I'm on the island for is my Chicago Bears. Yes, my Chicago Bears. We're back, baby. We won 6 out of the last 8 games. And we are going into this game looking to get this victory against the Green Bay Packers. And let me say this. The Bears are playing some of the better football of any NFL team in the league right now coming to the end of the year. If we were just judging off the last 8 weeks, the Chicago Bears got to be one of the top 8 teams in the NFL right now. You got to give it to them. You got to give it to them. And because they're playing so well coming towards the end of the season, I fully expect them to beat the Green Bay Packers. And I'm betting not just with my heart, I'm betting with my head. I believe Chicago is a better team than the Green Bay Packers at this point of the season. And you heard it here first. They'll win this game, and they'll take that momentum into next year, and they'll make the playoffs. You heard it here first. So if I have to rewind this next year, we got it all on tape. Right,
so that's Dez, man. I think what's your take on it? I think he's being a little Homer Simpson since he played so many years for the Chicago Bears.
I think so. I mean, the Packers are looking good, and it's at Lambeau. So, mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be hyped. They got to get into the playoffs. So,
Dez, man. I think you caught up on your fandom here and the fact that you played for the Bears, man. So, and Justin Fields, yeah, he's looking better. They're probably going to keep him now, but this might cost you that overall record. Definitely going to cost you the chain. You're not getting the chain this week. That's all me. All right. So we got two island games left. I think they are my island games.
Yep.
Let's get into those before we get on out of here, man.
Your first island game is the Texans at the Colts, and you have the Colts.
Whew, yes. I have the Colts just because they're at home. Texans, clearly, C.J. Stroud's been looking good. Texans have overachieved this year. But the Colts, their defense is pretty strong. They're at home. They had a big win, I believe, last week. So I'm riding with them. Also, I think Houston's going to fall to expectations, right? They've been under the radar all year. They haven't been expected to do anything. This is the first game where they're like expected to be this new, really good Houston Texans team. I don't know if they're going to quite live up to that. So, you know, become friendly with a lot of the Texans fans. So I'll be really very happy for them if they pull it out. But just looking at it from an analyst standpoint, I got to put my money on Indianapolis this week. So that's why I'm going to. And I also need to disagree with y'all on another pick so I can win overall.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. So let's get to Mr. Derek Thompson's pick. Now, we're not going to talk about all these wild picks that you pick. I'm going to talk about two of them that you actually may have a chance. And the first one is the Texans versus the Colts. This is a coin flip, but the reason why it flipped on the side of the Texans is because it's that side of the coin is heavier with the quarterback. QB1 for the Texans and QB1 for the Colts. That's going to be the difference in this game. The rookie is going to outplay Minshew, and Minshew, you know, has been playing good. The whole Indianapolis Colts team, they've been fighting, trying to get this AFC South title. But QB1 for Houston, the kid is magic. And he's going to produce magic and potentially win the AFC South this week if the Jacksonville Jaguars lose. But if they don't lose, they'll still win and they'll still potentially get into the playoffs. As a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback leading this team, I love it. I love that story. And they'll complete the story with this last chapter this week.
Right. Okay. What's my last island game?
Your last island game is the Bills at Dolphins. Night game. And you have the Bills.
Man, I've got the Bills. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And this is, man, this is a slam dunk. This is the easiest one here. This is clear. Miami is banged up. They're hurt. Tua's banged up. Tyreek's banged up. Waddle's banged up. Chubb out for the year. Mostert banged up. Like, I can go on and on and on. Like, Buffalo's got to get this game. They're hungry. You know, Josh Allen's been playing out of his mind. Yeah, Buffalo's definitely getting this, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The one advantage the Dolphins do have is they're at home. And they play great when they're at home, so.
Yeah.
Confident in that.
Oof, that home field's really going to have to help y'all. But, hey, Dez, what's your take on this one, man?
The last game for Mr. Derek Thompson, the only one that you may have a chance to win, is the Bills versus the Dolphins. I wrote the Bills off. I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't write them off when they were 6-6. Say, okay, that window had closed. You know, they had a good 2-3-year run where they, you know, they challenged to get to the AFC East title, but they never did get to a Super Bowl. It's over. But they have won their last four games and went from 6-6 to 10-6. And this game is for the AFC East title. But here's why the Miami Dolphins will win. The Miami Dolphins got to play for a lot of pride and play for going into the postseason on a high note. If they were to lose against the Bills after getting smacked around and getting their ass kicked versus the Ravens and then losing the AFC East title, like, that's the perfect trifecta to just demoralize them for the end of the year going into the playoffs. And I believe they're very aware of that. So Mike McDaniels is going to have these guys tuned up, ready to play their best football so they can get this victory, get the AFC East crown, and go into the playoffs on a high note as the number two or the number three seed. I fully expect Miami to take this victory. You know what else I fully expect? It's for me to be the champion of the 2024 Pick'em Pros. I am the Pick'em Pro. I am the most professional Pick'em Pro out of any of the Pick'em Pros. Best record, 2 years running. Best record, 2 years running. That's just who I am. All I do is win. And I'm going to win this week and take home the crown. I'll see you guys next year. I appreciate everything that you guys have done for us. Checking in with us, going back and forth with us on social media. It's been all love. And after I win this year, I'm coming back next year with a crown, a Pick'em Pro crown. And y'all know how I go. To be the champ, you got to beat the champ. That's how I'm walking into the 2024 season next year for the Pick'em Pros. Until then, I'll see you guys on the flip side. Have a great new year. Go out and accomplish all your goals. I've accomplished my goal of beating Diego and Derek for this year. See you guys next year. All right,
you hear from Dez. Dez is talking a whole lot of junk, man. He's talking a whole lot. I want him, Dez. Keep that same energy, Dez. Keep that same energy at the end of this week. Because, oh, man, when we do this chase down block, woo, both of y'all going to be sick. Me. Yes, you. Both of you guys are going to be sick at the end of this week, man.
Even if you get the chain, you still might be like 3-4 games back.
Nah, I'll be the overall. And, man, we're going to be right here and be dropping you off at school. It's going to be your first, like, full week having to go back to classes. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be coming off this devastating loss. It's not going to be a good week for you, man. Mm-hmm. All right, man. All right. Well, hey, enjoy week 18. Enjoy these games. Then we've got the playoffs coming up next week. We'll see y'all next time. Tune in. Until then, Pick 'em Pros.